is Kylie Jenner getting married for her 22nd birthday? Blueface claims he's had sex with over 1,000 women. Ew. And we have a very special guest with us. Stay tuned.
Tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
I left it off.
Just a mess. Hey guys, what's up? Happy Sunday. I am your girl, Nakia Monet, and this is Back to Reality. Yes, you guys know I am the captain of this boat, but I could not drive the boat by myself because I have my co-captain, the one and only.
Hello, everybody. It's Howard III. Nice to be seen. Nice to be heard.
Yes, and sitting next to Howard, we have a very, very special guest, the one and only Andrew Klinksell from Love and Listen.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yes, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
On this crazy show. I know you had a good time at AfterBuzz TV.
I did.
Talked about loving listings.
I did.
And we're going to do that today.
Okay, cool.
But we're a little different at Black Hollywood Live. Just a little bit.
Because you got black in the name.
Black Hollywood Live.
Gotcha.
So we're going to black it up today.
Let's do it. You see this skin.
You know, we're going to melanin it up today.
You see it. Okay.
We're going to sprinkle a little after buzz at the end.
A little Lawry's.
But we're going to black it up in the beginning.
Okay. Lawry's. And you should have some Old Bay.
Oh, we should have some spices.
Some Lawry's. Listen, that's yours. Feel free
to use
it.
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much for joining us. Howard and I, we do this really cool show where we break down all the coolest moments in pop culture, and we would love for you to join in and give us your opinion.
Sure.
Because now you are part of the Back to Reality family.
Let's do it.
Yes.
I'm here for it.
Yes. We were just, before we started, we were talking about our crazy weekend, and obviously I had a rough weekend because I'm missing like 3 nails. Hat is on, voice is lost, but how was your week?
My week or weekend? Because there's two different things.
Weekend.
The week was good. The weekend was a little weird. I had a gathering of some friends, and there were some new friends at this gathering that I didn't know.
Oh.
And that's always an adventure waiting to happen. So these guys were a little... I consider myself a nerd. In some aspects, right? Man. But these guys were like, oh,
like nerdy,
man.
Nerdy?
Listen,
because I love a good nerd. I consider myself a nerd too.
I'm talking about like build your own board games.
Oh,
yeah. So while I enjoyed myself, I realized I hadn't been in this circle of people before. So I was, you know, I was a wallflower. Just like I was socially awkward. And I'm never socially awkward, but here I was kind of sitting back just taking it all in. But good times, good people. So
that's very
can't
good.
Complain.
And yeah, now you're here with us.
Now I'm here.
Howard, how was your weekend?
It was good, of course. You know, hung out with you, Nakia. But it was good. You know, a little pool party, too many drinks, but you know, always good
Way
time.
Way too many, baby.
It was a good time.
A very, very good time. All right, well, speaking of a good time, let's get into our segments. We're going to start with our first one, Moments of the Week.
Woo!
Yes. That is where Howard and I, and now Andrew, will be joining us. We're going to be breaking down the craziest moments that happened this week in news and pop culture. So I will start first. Centoya Brown, I don't know if you guys know her. She is the young lady who went to jail for sex trafficking. She's a sex trafficking victim.
Yes.
Let's get that out the way. Because she was a 14-year-old girl and she was being... I don't want to say she was prostituting because she was 14. So she was being prostituted by this guy. But unfortunately, in 2004, she did kill a guy named Johnny Allen. And I say that because she took full responsibility for it. And they tried to give her life in jail, which is ridiculous because she was only 14 at the time. Mm-hmm. But it looks like our girl finally got out of jail. And not only did she just get out of jail, she has a book deal coming, and she's also married.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys think about this whole situation about young Centoya Brown? And do you think the justice system is hard on young kids, giving them life in prison for something like that, where she was obviously a victim as well?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, let's call it what it is. Like, I don't. If she wasn't a black woman, I don't think she would. Okay, right. So let's say it the way it should be said.
You better speak it, Andrew.
And I'm happy for... This is one of the cases where I think social media has a positive effect on, you know, the justice system. Because I don't think... If people weren't sharing and talking about it so much, I don't think we would have had the result that we had. So I'm happy she's out. Unfortunately, we can't give her that time back.
Right.
But I'm happy she's got the book deal. Mm-hmm. Happy she's got the husband.
He's cute.
I mean? Good. Good. I'm glad she doesn't have an ugly husband. So I'm glad she's coming home to, like, a good-looking man.
That's always important. He's cute.
Quality. So, you know, congratulations. Welcome home.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I know. I'm so happy for her. You know, it's just really, like, positive to see everybody just come together. And I just feel like everyone was, like, rooting for her. I mean, even Kim Kardashian tried to help in like that. You know, Kim, she don't help in for
Legally
everybody.
Blonde. Right.
Okay. Right. Legally Kim. So, I'm happy to see that everybody was up there trying to That's get awesome. Her out. And she's free. Speaking of somebody who's trying to get free, Kylie Jenner.
Hilarious.
I still feel like she's trying to get free from Travis, but, you know, we never know. But she may be getting married. So our favorite reality TV star just turned 22. Happy birthday to you, girl. And her family were seen boarding a jet headed towards Italy for her birthday, because that's where you go when you turn 22.
Yeah.
But people were up in arms when they saw a wedding dress and a tuxedo mixed in with their luggage. Well, what are we doing? Are we going to be hearing what wedding bells with her? Are we going to just chop this up and say it's fake news?
So when I seen this, I was like, oh my God, they're totally getting married. And when I sent this rundown in, I was like, this is happening. But then she put the dress on for her birthday yesterday, so it happened in real time. So it wasn't a wedding dress. But I do think low key, I can see them getting married, like in Italy somewhere.
I can see that.
Why not? They have a baby already.
I mean, if they got married, we wouldn't know for like another 2 or 3
exactly.
years.
Exactly.
Right? Like, then it would come out later. So, I mean, if they want to get married, good for them. You know, have a great 6 months.
Yeah, listen, maybe four.
Maybe four. You know, congratulations.
Okay. Can't believe she's 22. Like, I feel old because I remember watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians and she was like on the stripping pole on Kim and Chris's room.
You said favorite reality star. Did you say favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I like her.
So I will say
it's his second favorite. You're our favorite reality star.
I'm right here.
Andrew, like, you number one, and then, you know,
number two. Andrew's getting ready to fight.
Perfect.
Andrew's getting ready to fight. Speaking about fighting, the internet was up in arms because there was a podcast that released their top 50 greatest rappers of all time. And a lot of people were upset because, for instance, they had Joe Budden at number 3. There was a lot of people missing, a lot of people off. So after that, Ebro from Hot 97 and him and Peter Rosenberg, they made their own top 50 list. So I'll just read like Ebro's 5, and then I'm gonna ask you guys who's your top 5 if you have a top 5 of hip hop people. And then after that, people made like a top 50 like R&B list. Then it was reality TV stars. It was a list for that.
Where was I on that list?
You were number 1, of course.
Yeah. Number 1.
See, she's
on that. So Ebro has Jay-Z as number 1, Big, Nas, and Andrew. Good night, Andrew, sitting next to me. I was trying to say 3 Stacks, Andre 3000. Yeah. I partied too hard last night. And Kendrick Lamar. KRS-One was his number 5. The podcast, they had Jay-Z, Nas, Joe Budden at number 3, Styles P, and Black Thought. Do you guys have a top 5? Do you guys hate that question? Because it can bring up a lot of, I don't know, debates, I guess. Do you guys even care?
I mean, I care. I don't really have, like, a top 5, you know? I'm not really into rap like that, me, per se. But, you know, for reality stars, I got my top 5 there.
Who's your top 5?
You know, Andrew. He's number 1. And then it's Khloe Kardashian, and then Evelyn from Basketball Wives, Nene, and then maybe Jackie from Basketball Wives. I like her.
That's a good list. Andrew, do you have a 5 of anything? Doesn't even have to be hip-hop list.
I mean, we can go 90s
R&B. Oh, let's do 90s R&B.
We can go Jodeci.
Oh. Okay.
We can go Drew Hill.
Yes.
Jagged Edge.
Yes.
You gotta throw Total in there.
Of course. Okay.
Total gets it in.
Best groups.
And then maybe, you know, sneaking in a strong, maybe like tied Carl Thomas and Avant.
Ooh.
If we can just, you know what I mean?
For a
honorable mention. But that, you know, that's how I get down.
Shout out
to Jay, man, because he's past rap. You know
of
what
course.
I mean? He's everything.
He's the
right
God
now,
MC.
So, yeah, absolutely.
I will say, well, I don't even want to do hip hop because it's going to turn into, I feel like someone's going to click this and be like, you're wrong.
Right.
Like, it's my opinion. I will do my 5. What can I do? You did R&B. You did reality. I can do my 5. I'll do my 5 R&B.
Okay.
This is tough. Mm. I'm going to do all time.
Okay.
Oh, it's gonna be all time?
Okay. 90s,
okay. I'll say 1090s and 2000.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be afraid about it. I'll put Luther or Marvin. Yeah. Then I'm like, are they R&B?
Yeah. Exactly. Because
then you have like Michael and Prince with their pop, so I get nervous. Yeah. So we'll say 1090s, okay?
Okay.
My number 1 will be, I'm going to, because I'm a girl, I'm going to put Total number 1 for me.
Okay.
Number 2 will have to be 112.
Yeah.
Number 3, of course, is Jodeci. Because I was definitely like 7. Easy smart. Number 4 is definitely Drew Hill. Mm-hmm. And number 5, R&B. Ooh, who do I like? Who do I like that's R&B?
Go ahead.
Because he's a legend, I'm just putting Luther. Not because he is, he's number 1 in everything, but I just can't think of anybody else from the 90s
Big
right
Luther
now.
Or Little Luther?
Big Luther.
Big Luther.
Big Luther. Never too much. Never too much. And that's our our list, ladies and gentlemen.
You're welcome.
Oh my gosh.
We're silly.
Well, speaking about hip hop still, so Young Miami from City Girls, you know.
City Girls from the 305.
Is that the one? Is that the one who can rap or cannot rap? Which one is that?
Well, some people, it depends on your list, say she can't rap. She's okay. The pregnant one.
I don't know.
They said she can't.
Okay.
We not gonna say that.
Yeah, but well, no, I'm sorry. Well, I apologize. Don't. I'm trying to get clarity. Trying to get some clarity.
Well, free JT. So, Young Miami's car was shot at. So, it was shot at 14 times. The other city girl, was caught in the middle of gunfire when she was leaving the studio, and her car was shot 14 times.
That's ridiculous.
Young Miami is also pregnant, so that's pretty scary. She's still going through it and having a tough time. She has her own little, she posted a thing on IG just saying how tough it was, how scared she was, and pretty much that could have just been the end. And it's just like, wow, like, why would you target, like, what did she do
that's to say, horrible.
Let's shoot at her? Or was this just a random act, or we don't know.
Listen, it's weird because it came after few days after Kodak Black kind of threatened her. Not saying that Kodak Black had anything to do with this, but it is a little fishy, a little weird. It is crazy that someone shot at this girl's car 14 times. Like, sounds like a movie.
Yeah.
But I'm happy she didn't get hit.
Yeah, I'm not up on it, so I can't say too much about it. But it's funny how you don't even have to be involved. I wouldn't be surprised if the person doing the shooting was not even involved.
Okay.
You know, maybe heard something or is trying to get some clout. It's scary.
It's very, very scary. Yeah. Clout chasing at an all-time high. It's ridiculous. All right.
Sorry, Nakia. Before we go on to our next topic, I do want to give a shout-out to the fans in our live chat. So Jenna James, she has her top five. Okay. So she said, my top five is Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z, Andre, and Eminem.
That's a good list.
That's a good list, Jenna. Thanks. Let us know in the comments down below who your guys' top five are as well.
That's amazing. Shout out to you guys for tuning in with us and leaving us comments. If you guys have any questions for Andrew, make sure you send them this way. And if you are on YouTube, give us a thumbs up because we would really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Howard. Let's go to our next segment, our social media segment.
Let me take a selfie.
So this is where Howard and I, we creep on like your social media and others. Not yours today, so you're not in the hot seat.
Mm-hmm, you can delete that picture.
Okay. Yeah. But we creep on social media and we just like to let the fans know what's happening. So I'm going to start off with Jason Mitchell. So if you don't know who Jason Mitchell is, he played Easy in Straight Outta Compton. He's on the show The Chi. And Jason Mitchell got into some trouble because it was alleged that he was sexually harassing his co-star. They had to make him leave. Come to find out, season 3 is coming back, so they're going to kill his character off. Ooh. And Jason Mitchell has been MIA for literally almost 3 months. But finally, Jason has made a statement.
Uh-oh.
He says, I think it's time to make a statement. Thank you, Jason. He said, to everyone commenting without any knowledge of what's going on, please stop. And to all my supporters, I appreciate you. And I'm sorry I will no longer be in The Chi, but don't believe what you read in the media or this fake-ass post. Ooh. So I don't know, because the post was pretty much saying he was getting killed off of season 3. They were talking about the sexual harassment. I don't know what he's alluding to, but that's Jason's statement. He had months to come up with that. So
yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's odd because he got dropped from his management, his agency, and then he was also shooting a film called Desperados for Netflix.
I know.
And that was sounding pretty good. Like, I wanted to see that. Yeah. So to lose all that at once, it's gotta be hard, but you know, we don't know the facts. So
we'll stay tuned. Baby. Okay.
No hugs for nobody.
At all.
High five.
Don't even look at my eyes.
Don't look at my eyes.
Don't look at me.
If I got food in my teeth, leave it.
Leave me alone. Don't talk to me.
High fives all the way around.
Well, somebody who we might need to high five is Regine Carter. Oh. So she was on her Twitter talking about her ex, YNF Lucci, and about this cucumber party that he had where it got a little bit crazy. People thought it was Alexis Sky doing the cucumber challenge, but it wasn't her. It was another girl. So Regine went on there and said, okay, guys, I want to say this. I went to the party to spy on Ray, Lucci, her man. Females, don't act like you never did it. But when I heard about the cucumber activities, I left. To be honest, I made myself look like a fool for this man, and I apologize for allowing you guys to see it. She goes on to say, I'm young and still learning. Unfortunately, every move I make is publicized. I can't control it. I'ma try to be more private for now on. It's hard because I've always been open and honest, but I gotta learn how to deal with my problems alone and in private.
Stop tweeting.
So she gotta let you know she's going to private.
Put the phone down.
Andrew, have you seen this cucumber challenge? I'm traumatized. I can't look at cucumbers the same in the store.
I saw a clip of like a bunch of girls at a concert.
Yep.
And I thought that they were all trying to make a salad. I thought they were trying to eat healthy.
See what you did there. Yeah, they were trying to make a salad, all right.
Yeah, but unfortunately, to my shock and chagrin, they were not.
I never want to eat a cucumber.
I'm not a fan of the vegetable. Ugh. Anyway.
Gross. Yeah. Regine. It's tough. I just wish people would stop tweeting their emotions on Twitter. And like, if you're breaking up with someone, she tweets that all the time. And I just think back, like, I know when Lil Wayne first came out, I would have never imagined his daughter would be tweeting about her relationship. But
a good rule of thumb is when you're emotional, just
put the phone down.
Stop it. Just wait till you're calm, you're in a right mind, and
exactly.
That's what I tried to do.
Yes.
Phone a friend.
Yeah. Phone a friend. Mm-hmm. Speaking of someone who needed to phone a friend, Chance the Rapper. Mm-hmm. Chance was in his emotions because, if you guys know, his new album just came out, and fans didn't really like it that much because they felt like it was just about him talking about how much he loved his wife.
Yeah.
Which I thought it was a cute album. I don't think it's bad, but people weren't happy. So Chance, in his emotions, went on social media and said, I'm getting this crazy feeling that people want me to kill myself. He said, that's not my vibe at all, but I feel the push, and I feel even more than that. Some people want me to feel ashamed. Mm. What do you guys think that's a little bit too much? Because I personally feel like there are people in those situations really suffering from depression. Right. Not saying that he's not, but really people who have killed themselves and taken that step. And I just feel like just because people don't like your album, I don't think people are saying to kill yourself.
Right.
They just don't like your album.
Go back to the studio. That's
so
it.
So I just feel like people who are suffering and people who have killed themselves, it's a little like, you want me to kill? No one said that, fam. But that's just me. It's like, but then he did come back and he was like, I don't want to kill myself. But it's like, that's just the feeling that I'm getting from people.
And suicide is... it's very serious, right?
Exactly.
It's a very serious thing, and it's real, and people are suffering from, you know, suicidal thoughts and depression. It's funny because with social media, like, as soon as you feel something, you can say it. And even if you feel differently 20 minutes later, it doesn't matter. It's already out there. So even if he came back and he's like, that's a bit much, it's too late.
It's too late.
So, yeah.
Oh, Chance, just love your wife like you do. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. But he's right. Nobody wants to see that.
No one does.
And it's unfortunate because it's a really good thing. It's a really great thing, but people want some angst. They want some turmoil, even in reality TV.
Even in reality TV.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of reality TV, let's go to our next segment. This is called Bird Talk. So this is just an extension from social media, but Howard and I like to act out the tweets in the Instagrams because it's just funnier that way. You know, so that's why we have birds, because they're birds chirping.
Got it.
Chirping away.
Big old birds.
Speaking of a bird, A1. I don't know what's going on with A1. Like, so if you guys who don't know who A1 is, he's from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. You know, he's running around with this whole new look. He's got a new blonde wig that he stole from Nene. y'all know it's the same wig. But apparently, he posted his wig like he does in Tokyo.
Are you serious?
I'm sorry. Really got like a short bob cut wig.
It's like
on.
A Justin Bieber, like when first came out, it's like that blonde, like Nene type wig.
Okay. Yeah, and he's wearing pearls, you know. Okay, he's all about it.
Okay.
So he posted his thing. They posted it on the Shade Room, just A1 being A1. Then Tokyo came in there and said, boy, you know, WDF. A1 wrote back and said, Fatty LaBelle, chill out. You know you can't do all that.
What does WBF mean?
I think it's like, what the fuck you doing, I think?
That's WDF.
What the fuck?
That's bad grammar.
I know. Oh my girl.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So she came back and she said, "Now, A1, if you don't get your Rick James dressing ass on, you might have a big bag of that dope with your broke tie dollar sign looking ass."
Ooh, he do.
Mm-hmm. Don't he kind of look like him? And she said, "B, I." Sorry, she said, "B, I ain't even cut up on you in the comments. And yo, Aretha Franklin looking ass, come on here trying to go hard. Be on here looking like a divorced auntie,
yo,
but talking about me. Wash your hands before you go in my pot dressing ass. Boy shaped like a melted Snickers.
Yo,
but on here talking about me. All that fake ass jewelry on your skin gonna turn the same color as that cheap ass jacket. Ooh. Swiffer dusting looking ass A1. And B, you had lipo. Bye, queen."
Ooh.
So
Tokyo.
A1 put back. AKA,
this is amazing.
Reality TV.
It's just, they go in the comments. So A1 put back, AKA Rasputia, AKA Precious, AKA Book Shirley. Don't even need to act out his stuff because he's just rude in general. If you don't put that big ass buffet leg back in that dumbass dress, it wasn't even meant to be split. You started walking, and he just really goes.
He's stupid.
He takes it to a whole other level. You guys should just go on social media for that. But
so you could tell the difference. Hers was actually funny because she did a regular drag. He just went to fat. She's like, "Yeah, I'm a big girl.
Exactly.
And what's next?" She also dragged Chris Brown one time, and I thought it was pretty amazing.
That was epic.
That was amazing. Can she drag me?
Yes, she probably will.
What was her name again?
Tokyo Vanity.
Tokyo Vanity. Feel free to hop on my IG and go ham. Like, do your worst.
Read me to film.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I love it. Well, keeping it in the love and hip-hop Hollywood family, Monice Slaughter. Her and April Jones have been fighting over Monice's baby daddy, Little Fish, from B2K.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to B2K.
Okay, bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum. Hey, there's been a lot of bumping with these three.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So apparently, April Jones is dating Little Fizz, who is the ex-best friend of April's baby father, Omarion.
Mm-hmm.
Does it sound like 2003 drama?
Yeah.
But Lil Fizz's baby mother, Monice, is upset, and it plays out all on Love & Hip Hop.
Yes.
So Monice took to social media, and she says, "I'm sure my face says it all." That's how she talks, and I love Monice. "But I didn't like the edit I saw last night. Since everybody wants me to be mad about the parts of this scenario that don't affect me at all, I'll entertain it. Clearly, the real issues will always get lost in translation, and I've come so far. I've grown.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to leave the series on a high. I want to leave peacefully." But so she kept going on, then she started dragging April.
Of course.
Then a fan in the comments says, "Word on the curb in Calabasas is, allegedly, Little Fizz made April get an abortion." And someone said, "I know you playing." And then Monice says, "He's not playing, sis."
Ooh.
Reality TV, everybody.
That would be some mess.
I just... So much.
So
it's a lot.
It's your VH1 family.
Yeah. Hey, what's up,
fam?
Yeah,
that's your sister. You gonna step in? This is your VH1 sister. You have to go in there and referee.
Everybody, be nice. Let's just be nice, okay?
Andrew, they need more than that. These are your sisters.
I got nothing.
This is your family.
Your family.
I got nothing. I feel you on that one. Yeah.
All right, kids, let's go to our next segment, our news and gossip and fashion life segment. Shout out to Kanye West and his church. It's really a cult. I don't care what anyone
says. Bro, he's going to start sending holy water to your...
That's a cult.
You're gonna have to start buying the washcloth.
Yes.
Dipped in the...
If he send me something, I'm sending it to the FBI. That's a cult.
No, you gotta pay $19.95.
He's not sending
that for free.
That hotline.
Yeah, listen. Get you some holy
baby
water.
Yeah, I don't trust it.
It's gonna come in a super soaker.
Ooh, speaking of something I don't trust, I have breaking news, everybody. I am Nakia Monet with a breaking news report on Back to Reality on BHL. The rapper Blueface claims that he had sex with over 1,000 women in the span of 6 months.
Mm.
Now, usually I don't sex shame. I think sex is an amazing thing and I think you should do it carefully. But I'm I'm gonna sex shame this because this is disgusting.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not nice. Maybe I shouldn't say disgusting. I just like to know, and maybe we can all do the math, how do we have sex with 1,000 people in the span of 6 months? And if Blueface was a woman saying this, would he be called a slut?
Ooh.
I am Nikia Monet with your breaking news report.
Thank you for that news.
You're doing the math, Andrew. Now, Blueface said it was a lot of threesomes, foursomes, fivesomes. So do you guys think that's a thing? Andrew is doing the math.
So listen, my arithmetic is correct. That means you have to have sex with 6 women a day, every day for 30 days, without missing a day for 6 months. To get to that, if my math is correct. Now, I don't know
that
if
sounds pretty correct, and that sounds intense.
Yeah.
Wow.
How do you have the energy for that?
I mean, it's going to take a lot of Gatorades.
Baby.
Because you guys...
Most guys can barely do it with just one.
You know what I'm saying? You got to stay hydrated. Listen, some of them got high fives and called it sex. Some came through and it was like, you got one. And then,
there's one.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Blueface, you're just making dinner for you. Yeah. Like, you're not having sex.
And 1,000 is a nice round number. Did he cut it off?
And he just said, because he was on the show with Big Boy, and Big Boy asked him, he's like, yeah, about like 1,000 women. He's like, I had a lot of threesomes, foursomes, fivesomes.
Okay.
I'm like, fam, that's a lot of STDs.
Okay.
Yeah. Hope we're wrapping it up.
How much is sex, though? Are we talking full or in the fourth?
See if I can work this out.
You know what? If you do, can you please come back and report?
I'll come back.
And tell us in six months if that's really a thing.
I'll come back. I got you.
Because, you know, like Howard and I, we always say we're journalists and we have to do the research.
We have to do it.
Got to do research.
So are you two willing to do the research and bring it back here?
Yeah. I mean, I was out there at one point in time. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's possible. Mm. I don't think it's possible. I had my day.
You had your day.
I had my day in the sun. Or should I say in the dark?
In the dark.
Yeah.
Ooh. Nothing wrong with the sun.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Come on now. Get your ass tan.
Okay. Hey. Get a nice tan.
Nice tan.
Get a little, you know.
But yeah, I don't know if 1,000...
That's a lot.
Yeah. A whole mush. Jenna in the comments said that not even sure porn stars do that many in their lifetime regarding all that sex.
Jenna, they 100% do. Just want to let you know.
Who knows?
Baby.
They 100% do.
Again, most guys can barely even do one. All right.
Moving on. So Diddy and Lori Harvey were on vacation together in, of course, Italy, because everybody's going there. But they brought their families along. So the couple took separate vacations with their families, playing it cool, but reunited over a big dinner with all the families, including Lori's parents and Diddy's kids. Mm. Do you think that this couple will last? Like, this is a little bit soon. It's okay. Diddy already knows Steve Harvey, I'm pretty sure. But for Diddy to bring some kids along, and we don't even know how serious this is. You know?
I mean,
you go ahead, because I'm like,
I think it's great. Because I think now Diddy's kids have, like, a playmate.
You know what?
They can all hang out, go out, shop together.
I'm done. Disconnect my mic. I gotta go.
No, listen. You don't gotta pay for, like, Sylvie Learning Center when you got a tutor.
So everybody can just eat off the kids.
She's well educated, is all I'm saying. No, y'all taking it the wrong way.
She can be the tutor.
The babysitter. You're saving money. Black empowerment. Putting money back in the community. Whatever. Y'all hate me. I say, good on you, man.
I am sick of you.
Lori
is 22. Diddy will be 49. Steve Harvey wrote a book for women telling us what to do. I just wonder if Lori read the book. I don't know. But her stepdad Steve was there.
Yeah.
I don't know how awkward that is, but you know.
Come on now, listen. You know, maybe 100 years ago, that was perfectly normal.
I'm sure it was, but that's... And she's legal, so there's nothing wrong with it. I just feel like at 48, what conversations are you having with a 22-year-old? But again, I'm not here to shame. I'm single. She's on a boat in Italy. So live your best life, sis.
And we're on the train.
Okay.
So.
You understand what I'm saying?
Swiping.
Right.
I'm waiting to be saved. So.
No matter the age. Any age.
Come on, Grandpa. Save me already.
Come on, Gramps.
Yeah.
I need my hair
done. And then you can tutor somebody else's kid.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Be the same age as my stepkids.
A mess.
Just a hot mess. Speaking of something that's happy, because I just feel like we've been talking about a mess. Queen Latifah, the one and only. I love her so much.
Queen
so,
indeed.
we have got news about the live action Little Mermaid that's coming out, and all the white people were upset because we're finally getting the black Little Mermaid. So ABC decided to do their own live version, and Queen Latifah, she put on social media that she will be playing the one and only Ursula.
Absolutely.
And I thought that was dope, but I also thought it was funny because the young lady playing Ariel, I think she's a biracial girl. She's definitely a girl of color. She's lighter skinned, curly hair, racially ambiguous, and nobody was upset that she was playing Ariel, but everyone was upset that this young black Hailey Bailey is going to play Ariel in the movie. So I'm like, how come everybody was silent about this one and not the other one? But congratulations to Queen Latifah, because she is the queen.
I mean, we didn't know black people were from Egypt till
baby.
According to the movies, they all look like Elizabeth Taylor.
Okay. Not with that son.
You know what I'm saying? So we just found out that black people was in Egypt. You know what I mean? Wait till they hear about Jesus. They're going to be mad.
They're going to be upset.
They're going to be upset when they find out about Jesus.
They're going to be upset when they see a Jesus of color.
Is that too much for your
show? No, it's
okay,
my thing.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't
want to. This is the show.
Okay.
This is it. There's a mind.
There's an edge, and we cross it.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
There's a cliff, and we jump in.
Gotta go.
So that's why you're perfect for the show.
Awesome.
Let's go to our next segment, our Where They At Though segment.
Yeah.
This is my favorite segment. So this is where Howard and I, we give updates of where our famous people are, and we haven't seen them in a really, really long time. So Howard has the details.
Yes, so Coming to America is now making a second one. It's in work, so Coming to America 2. And Wesley Snipes and James Earl Jones are joining the cast.
Oh, perfect.
And also John, is it Amos?
I think it's Amos.
Yeah,
Amos, yep. And so are we going to be watching this? I mean, it's
been years since
the first Coming to America, but we're here for the second one.
Yes.
Okay.
It's been, you know why? It's been 31 years, and everyone's doing these reboots, but this is a reboot with the original cast.
Right.
All this, like, if they did this and said it was new people, I would have totally boycotted.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like with classics, you have to leave it alone.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen Eddie in a long time, and I'm really excited for this movie, because you can put this movie on today, and it's still one of the funniest movies of all time.
Crying.
So I'm excited for number two. I don't know about you guys.
100%. Eddie, Arsenio. I mean, Arsenio is actually one of my favorite people. I did his show twice.
Nice.
The second time he was on.
Nice.
One of my favorite people.
I love Arsenio.
So yeah, I'm super excited about it.
Yes. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got to get into a segment that's not really as fun. This segment is called Villain of the Week. So this is where Howard and I, we usually pick people from reality TV and people who've been acting up. But this time I just wanted to highlight, this is a little sad, sorry y'all, the shootings that happened over the week. We had shootings, we had a massacre by white terrorist shooting that happened in El Paso. We lost 22 people, and in Ohio we lost 9 people and 27 were injured. So I just wanted to send prayers and condolences to all of the family from either being injured, killed, murdered. It's unfortunate that people can't walk into a Walmart, or people can't go to a movie theater or a school, or just being black and going to the store or driving. And people were just deciding. And a lot of them are Trump supporters, and I know Trump supporters get upset, and they're like, we're not all killers, but I'm like, well, look at the people who are causing harm. It's not Mexican people. It's not people from overseas. It's white men who are doing it. So I just wanted to shine a light and send love, prayers, and condolences to all the people we lost, because we have to do something, and I feel like nothing's being done about the gun laws.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's guns in Walmart. Taking away the video games, but not the guns.
Okay. Yeah, it starts with legislation, man. Like, you have to vote. You have to get off the couch. You got to research. You got to vote. You got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They said, I forget the numbers, but they said something like 35% of people who voted in 2012 did not vote in 2016.
Ugh, a lot of people didn't vote in 2016.
And it's, you know, that's tough.
Yeah.
You got to get up. You got to vote. So.
Ugh, just gross. So sorry to bring it down. So now we're going to bring it back up. But our next segment, thank you, shows to watch. And this segment is going to be dedicated to you, sir.
Hey, to Andrew.
Hey, yay. Hey.
Y'all can't see it, but I'm doing the cat daddy.
So for those who don't know, Andrew's on a really brand new show. It's really, really cool. And when I first heard of the idea, I was like, this sounds like a really dope show. It's called Love and Listings. So Andrew, for those who don't know, give us a little like breakdown what the show is about.
Yeah, Love and Listings is about young, diverse cast of real estate agents who work here in SoCal, and we specialize in selling homes to athletes, celebrities, entertainers. And it's crazy because you've never seen this on television.
Ever.
You've seen other shows that highlight, you know, real estate agents, and they're all white. They're all men. This has women. You got black people. It's the way the world really looks that we're in, you know? And so I love being on the show. When I first got into real estate, I thought this would be a really great idea. This is before they even thought about the show, before they contacted me about the show. And so now that we have a chance to do it and bring it to life, it's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what's it like being one of the top black men in this agency? I mean, around LA, here you are breaking deals, doing it, holding it down. What's it like being that top guy, especially a black male?
Yeah, it's like it would be in any other industry. It's like being black in any other space. You know, you have to watch your back.
Right.
You got to be careful. Mm-hmm. You got to outperform. You know, you got to outshine, and you have to watch yourself. You have to do great work, and you know, it's hard, but it's worth it. It's rewarding when you go to work every day. The accolades, recognition, when your clients are happy, when the customers are happy, when you get these referrals, when people say, "Hey, I didn't know that there were black people doing this."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I had no idea. You know, you get a lot of celebrities, athletes, entertainers who just don't know. They get the agents from their managers or their business managers or the coach, and they just funnel them the agents that they want to funnel them. They have no idea that we're out here. So that's why this show is amazing. Wow. It brings a light to people who had no idea that we were doing high-end real estate.
I love it. I love seeing black people. I was like, wait, this is... When I heard it, I did not think black people.
Right.
Which sucks, because that's the first thing that didn't go. Then I seen all your faces, and I'm like, oh my God, it's a cast of all beautiful black folks.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. So what got you into doing real estate?
I've always been attached to real estate, and I didn't know it. Mm. So I was in foster care when I was young. I was homeless at a very early age. Wow. So I've always had a very close attachment to the idea of home. One of my first jobs was selling home security systems door-to-door in St. Louis, Missouri. And mind you, I was a little black kid with a little afro.
Aww.
And I'm knocking on these mansions and these like massive homes, like trying to sell them home security systems at 18 years old. And it was a shock to me that people actually lived here.
Wow.
I was like, this looks like a museum, right? So the fact that I now get to put people into homes, I get to help people find homes, which is kind of something I've been looking for my whole life.
Yeah.
It just kind of brings it full circle. So I love going to work every day. And really, there's nothing else I'd rather be doing. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's super, super dope.
Yeah.
Something I thought, because, you know, on this show, I creep on all social media.
Yeah,
so I was creeping on yours.
Yeah, scrolling a little bit. Scroll. Uh-huh.
Something dope I thought was really cool. Because you're black, and I love wine.
Yeah.
I was like, is this a winery?
Yeah.
Tell us about the winery.
Yeah. So my latest listing, and my one of my biggest listings, not the biggest, but one of my biggest, is a winery here in SoCal. It's maybe 25, 30 miles outside of Southern California in Santa Clarita, and it's 90 acres. It's 90 acres of vineyards. It's a fully functioning winery from vine to bottle. So you can bottle on the property, a fully functioning business that's already up and being profitable, and the whole thing's for sale.
You have
a 5,000 square foot home on the property.
Get my checkbook.
Yeah, you know, write it
on my account.
You know what I mean?
Now, is this going to break the bank? What's the price?
$12 million.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
Call my sugar daddy. Hold on.
Hello.
I love wine.
Listen, $12 million and all offers. We're taking all offers.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But it's worth it. The land alone, 90 acres in SoCal is worth $16-17 million. So you're getting the land, you're getting the business, and when you come in, you're already making money. So
that's
you'll
amazing.
Make that money back. It's a great investment. Get some of your friends together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're going to get a group and then we're going to...
Yeah.
I think it's cool though, because most wineries are in Northern California.
Yeah.
So when I seen Southern California, I was like, oh.
It's the largest one here in San
Francisco. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
Andrew, you are amazing.
Thank you.
We love you hanging out with us. Like, we would love for you to just please come back and just chill with us.
Whenever you want me to come back. This was so much fun.
I'm happy you had fun.
Listen, I talk like shit like this every day.
Yeah.
This is what I do in my free time. So to come up here and do it with you guys would be great.
Amazing. So you're part of the family. Before we go, let the fans know where they can find you on social media and everything else that you're working on.
Yeah. Instagram is Andrew Tyree Klingscale. Twitter is Andrew Tyree. And just go there and check it out. I do a podcast called The Sauce Show.
Nice.
We put that up every week. I'm on VH1 every Monday night. And I'm selling houses, people.
That's right. Talk that shit.
I'm selling houses. So, you know, if you're in the market, buy, sell, or lease. We'll get it done for you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Howard, my love.
Yes. So when I'm not buying a house from Andrew, you can find me on my social media at Howard the Third. And then I also do the Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta After Show on our sister channel, AfterBuzz TV Network, on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So So check me out over there.
And you to all my sugar daddies in the future, because I'm waiting to be. I'm trying to like be in one of those houses that Andrew's selling. So you can find me on social media at Kiki Boom Boom. Make sure you guys like and subscribe to everything BHL. We really do appreciate you guys for hanging out with us, loving us. We love the fans. We love the comments. Yeah, and Andrew's now family. So you gotta come on back.
I'll be back.
We will see you guys next Sunday. Have a great week, guys. Bye. Bye.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.